You're listening to Pockets of Peace, a podcast for busy people just like you across the world. I'm Julie Kelly, and every week I'll be with you with new topics, tips and tricks on how to stay healthy and all the things you need to know about taking time to relax as you navigate your busy life. Hi, good morning and welcome to today's episode of Pockets of Peace. My name's Julie Kelly, and today I'm going to be talking about how to get rid of stress through the breath. I'm going to be focusing on mindfulness and three particular breathing techniques which you might not have used before because they're not widely publicised. I learned these techniques in India through a Buddhist monk, and there is a YouTube clip also that I'm going to include at the bottom of the podcast so you can actually go and look how these are done as well. If you're more a visual person. But I'm going to show you these three techniques, or at least I'm going to take you through them on the podcast. And the title of this podcast is Breathing It Forward. The reason I've done that is because the main aim of the podcast is to help us to reduce stress. We all have stress, don't we, in our lives, whether it's at home or at work. And the reason I'm calling it Breathing It Forward is because every action that we do, everything we say, every kind of mood that we portray, whether it's at work or at home, it has an impact on our wider community. It's like the ripple effect. You know when you throw a pebble into a puddle? You probably did it as a child, you might have done it with your children. And all those ripples, they go out, don't they, for miles. Well, that's what our emotions do. So when we're at work or at home and we're a bit grumpy because we're under stress, people pick up on that and they might take that out with them and carry that over to other people. So the way that we behave, the way that we conduct ourselves and present ourselves into the world has a massive knock-on effect. So these three breathing techniques you can use anywhere, and they're really short and easy, and I guarantee you are going to feel some benefit. So let's just get on with the podcast, because I'm sure all of us out there at some point in our lives, maybe now you're going through stress and you might just benefit from this. So what I'm going to teach you today are the three principles of mindfulness. What I want you to do is take a nice comfy position. Now, it doesn't matter if you can't sit upright, but if you can, it's preferable. If you can't sit upright, then you can do this standing or lying down, whichever way you feel comfortable. And just close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax. Now, the focus of the first part of this technique is on the inside of the nostrils. You're just going to be bringing your attention to the inside of the nostrils as you breathe in and breathe out. And you're not going to be changing the breath right now, so you're just going to be breathing normally with the eyes closed. And just pay attention to the breath as you inhale and as you exhale. Pay attention to how it feels when it goes into the nostrils and as it leaves. What feelings are there inside the nose as that breath goes in and as it goes out? Most of the time it's easier to feel the breath going in because it's cooler, there's a temperature change. So that becomes more easy to observe, but everybody will experience it in very different ways. So it's very, very important that you observe the feelings that you have. Okay, now open your eyes. Now what I want you to do is to put your finger and thumb, let's say of your right hand, or whichever you feel easiest with, and just gently pinch your nostrils. Don't squeeze them so you can't breathe, but just gently squeeze them a little bit so that your breath can go in and go out. And now breathe in through the nose and breathe out gently. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in
and breathe out. And this gives us a little bit more of an idea of how the breath feels as it goes in and comes out of our nostrils. Okay? So now let's go back to normal breathing. Just close your eyes and just sit and relax and just breathe normally. Just stay with the feeling, if you can, of normal breathing and peacefulness. And we're going to call this breath 3, B3. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the technique for breath 2. Breath 2 is deep inhalation and deep exhalation. So just close your eyes for a few minutes. And all I want you to do is breathe deeply in through the nose and out through the nose. Relax. And again, nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the nose, really deep and really long. And just do this 3 times. Nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. A nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. The last one, a nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out, and relax. Now we're going to go back to breath 3, the first one, where we bring our attention back to the nostrils. We're not squeezing them this time, we're just observing as the breath goes in and goes out as our body starts to calm down. Just be aware of how the breath feels. Focus on the inside of the nostrils. Just observe. So now you've learned breath 3 and breath 2. And you might find that you feel a little bit more relaxed in yourself. Your mind may feel lighter. So now I'm going to show you breath 1, which is short, shallow breaths. So just close your eyes and make very short breaths in and out with the eyes closed through the nose. And do this 5 times. So you're going. Okay, so it's in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. 5 times. Okay, so follow me. Close your eyes. Okay. Okay. Now, bring yourself to a comfy position, sitting upright or back to your normal lying position, or just to a normal comfortable position, and go back to breathing 3, which is breathing normally and focusing on the insides of the nostrils. Now as you breathe normally, observe the breath going into the nose and coming out. Observe the feeling in the nostrils as it goes in and as it comes out. And just do this observation 8 times, not changing the breath, just feeling yourself calming down and being aware of the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. And relax. You can use this technique or any of these techniques. Any time of day with your eyes open, you can use it at work or in the home or any situation where you're feeling stressed. But let's say you're anxious and you can't focus. For example, you might have had an argument, maybe with your partner or with the kids, or stress has built up at work. And you've tried breathing breath three, which is just normal breathing and focusing on the nostrils, and it isn't working. Your mind's just too busy. And that kind of breathing, just that normal observation breath, just is not working. At this point, you can apply breath two. You remember B2, which is the deep inhalation and exhalation 5 times. Now, when you practice that, you can go back to the normal focus, breath three, and stay as long as you can. Just that focusing on the in-breath and out-breath as your body starts to unwind and breathe normally. It can be really frustrating when things aren't working and you might feel, well, these breathing techniques are just not working. I've failed. Even these don't work for me. Well, that's not true. It just takes practice. But if you're feeling like this, if you can't focus with breath three and you've tried the deep inhalation and exhalation with breath two and it's not working, now we go to breath one, which is very short inhalations and exhalations through the nose. And we do this 8 times. So you'll be standing or sitting, and we do this 8 times, which is... Okay, and then relax. As you relax, you can bring yourself back to B2, breath two, and do 3 long inhalations and exhalations, and relax. Then you can go back to B3. Okay, when you go back to B3, you can bring the observation back, of course, to the nostrils and how the breath feels as it enters and as it leaves. It's the normal focus with steady breathing. So what breath one does when breath three and two aren't working, it interrupts your negative thoughts abruptly and it breaks the cycle. And what it does, it shocks those negative guys right into submission. It really kicks their ass as you come back into the present moment. Because when you do that sharp breath, in, out, in, out, in, out, it kind of gets rid of any worries about the past, any worries about the future. It brings you right into the present. So let's just practice that technique one more time, because it's important that you've got it for those times when you do enter them stressful situations. So practice B1, which is 8 times short in out breath. So let's go. Okay, then we move to breath two, which is long, deep inhale and exhale. So let's go. We'll do this 3 times. Now we go to breath three and let the body just relax and bring our focus back to the insides of the nostrils. As we let our breathing calm down and come back to a normal state, we bring our awareness to how that breath feels as it enters the nostrils and as it leaves. And we do this 3 times. Practice this for 10 minutes each day and really observe the way that you feel in terms of stress. Observe whether it changes the way that you feel, whether your mood changes, whether your body and mind feel lighter. It's always good to document afterwards the way that it made you feel. Then you can give yourself little tips and little pointers on how things have changed. You've been listening to Pockets of Peace. My name's Julie Kelly, and I'm here every week with a different topic and little tips, tricks, and techniques of how you can grab some much needed relaxation time as you navigate your busy life. Please like, share, and comment on this podcast. I love to hear what you think, and I love to get your feedback because it's your comments that keep it going. Please subscribe to my channel if you can over at Apple Podcasts. It's Julie Kelly at Mind Medicine, or you can type in Mind Medicine Julie Kelly. But for now, I'm going to leave it there. I'll be back again with another podcast next week. Namaste.